little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
And again, we're covering very similar ground that we covered when we were in child health, but we're going to have a quick talk about common colds in adults. So red flag questions for common colds in adults would again include talking to your patient. Do you have a fever at all?
No, I don't think so.
And how's your breathing?
Oh, my breathing's okay.
And is there any pain in your chest?
Well, no, it just not really. I think just with the cough, it's aching. It's not pain. It's
okay. So we've already examined you. It looks like you've got a cold. Perhaps you might like to use some zinc tablets from the health shop. That's the only thing that perhaps might get your cold better a little bit faster. If you are going to go along those lines, then 75 milligrams per day would be the dose to use for the first few days of your symptoms. But you were worried that you might have a chest infection, but at the moment, we're not thinking that your lungs have been affected. But it's worthwhile watching out for the following things. Perhaps you could share those with us.
Yeah, so if I'm right about you having a cold there, then you are going to start to feel better after only 3 days, we hope. But there are some signs of a chest infection you can keep an eye out for and get in touch if you notice any of these. And they would be difficulty breathing, very high temperatures that persist for a few days, or pain in the chest when you breathe, or your cough is actually producing really nasty looking sputum. And certainly if you coughed up any blood, I'd want you to see me.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.